This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia launched an attack on neighboring Ukraine early Thursday. Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. Within hours of the missile attacks, Russian tanks rolled across Ukraine's borders, while Ukrainian officials said amphibious Russian forces landed near Odessa on the Black Sea. Intense rocket fire could also be heard in the eastern city of Kharkiv. An aide to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters at least 40 people had been killed. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the operation in a nationally televised address Thursday, claiming he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. He said those who oppose Russia's actions will face consequences they have never seen. He said his goal was the demilitarization and denazification of Ukraine. The Russian president accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's demand to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and offer Moscow security guarantees. In his first comments Thursday since the start of the invasion, President Zelensky says Kyiv has broken off all diplomatic relations with Moscow, which he says is on, quote, a path of evil. In a televised address before the attacks began Wednesday, President Zelensky said Ukraine wanted peace, but he warned Russia that if Ukraine came under attack, you will see our faces, not our backs. Reporting from the eastern city of Slovyansk, VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch said families were crowding onto long lines at automatic cash dispensing machines, supermarkets, and fuel stations in case of renewed bombing. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said the Russian invasion is a full-scale attack from multiple directions, but says the country stands with both feet on the ground and continues to defend itself. This is VOA News. Foreign Minister Kuleba also said the world can and must stop Putin. He laid out several actions the international community should take immediately, including expelling Moscow from the global banking system known as SWIFT, along with providing Ukraine with weapons and military equipment, plus financial and humanitarian assistance. The invasion occurred as the United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded with President Putin to withdraw his troops from Ukraine and avoid the conflict, urging him, in the name of humanity, to avoid what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. envoy to the United Nations, said President Putin had delivered a message of war by announcing the military operation as the meeting was taking place. But Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's ambassador to the world body, said Moscow's aims are to protect the people who, for 8+ years, have been suffering genocide from the Kyiv regime. World leaders are condemning the Russian attacks on Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Twitter that France strongly condemns Russia's decision to wage war on Ukraine and called on Moscow to end its military operations immediately. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was appalled by the horrific events in Ukraine and said that Putin has chosen a path of bloodshed and destruction by launching this unprovoked attack. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement calling Russia's actions as unprovoked and a clear violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison called Russia's invasion of Ukraine brutal and unprovoked while announcing sanctions on Russian army commanders and defense officials, as well as businesses that had been involved in the development and sale of military technology and weapons. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday that the European Union will present a package of massive and targeted sanctions against Moscow. Von der Leyen said the sanctions will target strategic sectors of the Russian economy by blocking the access to technologies and markets that are key for Russia. Statements denouncing the Russian invasion of Ukraine also came from Prime Ministers Pedro Sanchez of Spain and Prime Minister Antonio Costa of Portugal. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a written statement Thursday calling Moscow's military actions a grave breach of international law and a serious threat to Euro-Atlantic security. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green.